Chief Rodney Monroe rolled off a list of numbers, and most of them were negative. Property crime decreased 6% from 2012, and violent crime about 3%. Commercial burglaries dropped by more than 30%, and there were 280 fewer reports of stolen vehicles. On the flip side, there were 58 homicides in 2013, 6 more than the previous year, 23 more cases of arson, and a slight increase in the number of robberies and rapes. Chief Monroe says overall the numbers are good news for the city of Charlotte and the police department. He says the opening of the real-time crime center last March had a big impact.
The real-time crime center supports patrol and investigative units throughout the city, offering immediate response to crime and crime trends utilizing all available technology.
It's a room full of TV monitors hooked up to cameras and license plate readers on Charlotte's streets. A security grant for the Democratic National Convention paid for a lot of the technology in the crime center. Monroe says it was used in more than 800 investigations last year and led to 400 arrests. The most dramatic decrease in crime was in CMPD's Hickory Grove Division in East Charlotte, where crime dropped 14%. Captain Chuck Henson attributed that to a big drug and gun bust at the end of 2012 after a three-month investigation. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.